I feel like if Sid Vicious had a laptop computer, it might sound something like that. That is Kid Forest with a song that a lot of people have heard before. Their rendition of Blur's song 2, and Kid Forest is in studio right now on Member Supported Radio. Hi, how are things?
What's up? How you doing, man?
I'm doing so good. That was the radio radio debut, although we played it on the station a couple weeks back.
I noticed, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So Kid Forest in studio, who did you bring today?
Today I got my right hand over here, Jesse Mess. You know, we've been working together for a long time.
Hi, Jesse. I dig on your bass guitar there with all the stickers on it.
Thank you, man. I'm digging on your studio.
Thank you. Not a bad studio, huh?
It looks great.
Right?
They got a last-minute friend over there, Skell, on the guitar.
How's it going?
What's up, man? Thanks so much for being here. So, Kid Forest, I got to admit, I'm very new to the game. I'm new to Kid Forest. The first song I heard out of you was that Blur cover, but really, how many records deep are we, and you know, how much music is available to the general public right now?
Right now, iTunes, I got 4 songs on sale, but if you go into SoundCloud, I got a couple more, like the song 2, and then you know, a couple of remixes, and the 1 is a song I sampled Justice, the DJ duo, and now it just came out really well. I got Man on it, and then so I got some more like freebies on the internet, but as far as like iTunes, I got the Doombox EP, which has got 4 songs, and I got another EP in the works right now, recording in North Hollywood with Fingas, so that's going to come out pretty soon. Very pumped about it.
Right on, man. Well, your songs are produced quite well. Did you link up with any rad producers for this, and where was it all, you know, basically written and recorded?
Actually, it's all done me and this guy right here, Jesse Mess. I mean, we started producing, like, so everything's produced ourselves. Like, if I didn't do it, he did it, usually. And then I'll go to Fingas Studio in North Hollywood, and he'll make it 3D, and then he just make it really pop, and then that's how it goes.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. There's layers to it, and you know, there's a lot going on, my friend.
Thanks.
So tonight you're at what bar? It's in Costa Mesa, the Detroit bar, right?
Yeah.
And have you been playing shows around Southern California?
Yeah. Right now, I'm really trying to push to play everywhere and anywhere, especially Orange County. I'm loving it down here. The scene here is, you know, way more chill than the, you know, saturated LA, but I mean, no hate to LA, it's just, you know, so it's fun, it's a grind everywhere, but right now I'm starting to book anywhere and everywhere, and then yeah, man.
Right on. Well, I think South Orange County, Orange County, whatever, is like becoming relevant for like all of a sudden. Bands are sweeping through SoCal before they hit San Diego. Mm-hmm. They're playing the, you know, the Glass House in Pomona. They're playing the Observatory in Santa Ana.
Yep.
And like House of Blues Anaheim type of thing. So yeah, we'll get you in South Orange County, some venues, maybe up and down the street eventually.
Hell yeah, I appreciate it.
Would you be down to play like a benefit for this local radio station down the line?
Are you kidding me? Of course.
Do you have any favorite venues up in Los Angeles where people are attentive, or maybe a show that you played and you were like, wow, people here really dig on the Kid Forest music?
I have this like unofficial like residency at this one club. It's called Club Moscow. It's a boarders club in Hollywood. Super random, hole in the wall, but the vibe there is super cool. I really like the Roxy on Sunset Strip. That one's a fun one.
Cool.
Yeah, just I've been playing like all over the little bars and stuff, but the one that sticks out the most got to be Club Moscow and Roxy. Oh,
yeah, cool, man. Sure. Yeah. So you're originally from where, Kid Forest?
Here. I mean, I was born in Florida and I was raised here since I was 1, so LA has always been home.
So what sort of music were you growing up? What music were you exposed to? Like, what were your folks listening to, or like an older sibling type of thing?
I'm the oldest, so like I was always, you know, paying attention to what my mom and dad were doing, and my mom would blast like B-52s while she was cleaning a house, and you know, like Stevie Nicks, and then meanwhile I'm stealing my dad's Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit CDs, and you know, I didn't want my mom to hear those, so I put them headphones on, going to the bathroom or pretend I was Fred Durst or something. But and then
that's really funny and very admirable. Not a lot of people would admit that, my friend.
I know it. Poor Fred.
How would you say when you meet people at a coffee shop or whatever like that, and and you tell people, yeah, I'm a musician, I got a show in Costa Mesa tomorrow, and they ask you, oh, what type of music do you play? What do you tell them?
Ah, man, that's the hardest question. I'm like, well, you know.
Because I feel like all those artists you just threw at me, like taking bits and pieces of each little artist and kind of making it your own, you know, a 21st century type of futuristic whatever it is.
I mean, I just try to limit it down. I'm like, it's party punk music. Like,
sure.
So like it like that's the easiest way to describe it. I'm like, well, you know, it's kind of pop arrangement with electronic drum and bass with influences, and like I'm not gonna break it down. So it's like party music, party punk.
Right on. So we got the acoustic guitar in studio.
Mm-hmm.
We got the electric bass guitar, and what else are we working with right here? What kind of rig? What are we working with?
It's the Ableton Live rig with the Decay APC 40.
No idea what that means, dude.
It's a spaceship.
It's yeah. Right?
It's a spaceship, bud.
So it's a little bit stripped down in our Pearl Street studios today. Again, Kid Force in studio on member-supported KX93.5. If you're new to the game, we're a new radio station here in Southern California. You could donate. It's a tax write-off because we are a nonprofit. You could help us keep the dream alive. Exactly. KX935.com has all the details there. There was a question I wanted to ask you, and I totally forgot.
What's that?
I forgot.
Gotta remember.
Right? Again, your presence on the internet, and when people tweet at you, it's you tweeting right back at them, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Instagram, Twitter is the quickest way to get back, and Facebook, all of them. I'm on it all day, so.
All right, here's what I wanted to touch on. Okay. We got the bass guitar, acoustic guitar, got your setup here, which is kind of a stripped-down version of what we're going to see at the Detroit bar a little bit later, right?
A very stripped-down version, but yes.
Are there more musicians on stage, and... what can people expect from a live, full-on Kid Force, high-energy extravaganza?
You're going to expect entertainment, like, bottom line. Like, we start the show with an epic intro, as epic as we can make it. Like, you're going to think Mike Tyson just walked into the ring. I literally walk around the whole club, ski mask and Cali flag, like, from the front door to the stage with, like, this loop playing and then hype everybody up. So, until I'm off the stage, it's going to be... pretty nuts.
Right on. Kid Force in studio. The shows around Southern California have been very well received. There is a presence online, and he's offering a bunch of music for free download on the internet. I noticed that on your Facebook page, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I wanted to rip into a song here, and then we'll come back, and you guys are going to play live, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. I want to play Brunette's Do It Better. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment behind this song? And where can people find it? Is this on the last EP?
Yes, it's on Doombox EP, and like it's a real touch on it. It actually started as a Britney Spears remix, but then I liked the track too much, and I took it for myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes Britney Spears remixes or covers are better than the original. You know. This is Kid Force with Brunette's Do It Better. You heard it first right here on member-supported radio, KX93.5.
Her daddy must have been the devil, cause she hotter than hell, cause she hotter than hell, because she hotter than hell. And she's doing what she's doing, that she's doing it well, that she's doing it well, yeah she's doing it well. And she lines them all up, just to knock them all down, just to knock them all down, knock them all down. She said you don't know nothing, so shut your mouth. So I shut my mouth and then I shut my mouth.
That's because
get it done, but Brunette's do it better. But Brunette's do it better. But Brunette's do it better. Yes, the bronze on the fun, but Brunette's do it better. But Brunette's do it better. But Brunette's do it better. Like la 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 la, hey hey, la 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 la, la la la, hey hey, la 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 la, la la la, hey hey, la 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 la, la la la.
She already knows, but she already knows, yeah, she already knows. It's whatever she wants, and it's anything goes, and it's anything goes, and then it's anything goes. She said, got you all figured out, so just sit your ass down, so just sit your ass down, sit your ass down. I said, you don't know nothing, so shut your mouth. So she shut her mouth, and then she shut her mouth.
That's because I'm getting done, but Brunette's do it better, but Brunette's do it better, but Brunette's do it better. Yes, the bronze have the fun, but Brunette's do it better, but Brunette's do it better, but Brunette's do it better. Like la 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 la, hey hey, la 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 la, la la la, hey hey, la 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 la, la la la, hey hey, la 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 la, la la la, hey hey, la 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 la.
Looking like she wanna rock. I ask her if she wanna roll. Hair is as dark as the ink on her arms. I think I'm losing all control. Rides are nothing but trouble. Brunettes are even worse. The rhymes will blow a bubble. Brunettes will make it burst. If I can't take them double, you know who I'm taking first. And that's because get it done, but Brunettes do it better. But Brunettes do it better. Brunettes do it better, but Brunettes do it better, 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 better
All right, that's that new Kid Force stuff. You heard it first on member-supported KX93.5. Brunettes Do It Better with Kid Force live in studio. There was something you wanted to touch on, right, before I forget?
Yeah. Forgot to tell you about the video for that song. So I shot the whole thing on a little flip HD cam at work. My day job, I worked at a sandwich shop, and then boss is out of town for a weekend, so we shot the whole video on the clock, real customers, real everything. So
really?
Yeah.
And that's out there right now?
It's on right now, and I'm still haven't got fired for that.
That's funny, man. What a blessing it would be one day to actually be able to quit that day job and do music full time. Is that the ultimate goal for you?
That is the ultimate goal, yeah.
Cool, man. Let me ask you this. If you were so fortunate to have Paul McCartney open up for you at the Hollywood Bowl, what would be in your tour rider? Are you familiar with that term?
Yeah.
I don't know. We joke about it all the time, but seriously.
Do you?
I'll just want some sushi or something. That's
sushi.
About it. Sushi and maybe like a little tiny flask of Jack Daniels and some Coke.
And that's about it, huh?
That's it.
The knocked off Jack Daniels.
Yeah, not the expensive one, the cheap one.
All right. Always fun. Kid Force in studio right now playing the Detroit Bar in Costa Mesa tonight, playing all around Southern California, coming to a town near you. So what'd you guys want to play first?
We'll do the song too. Song two.
Let's do the song two, a KX93.5 exclusive. Again, Kid Force, whenever you guys are ready.
Give it to him. By a jumbo jet, it wasn't easy, nah, but nothing that is, no. It's not my problem. Hey! When I feel heavy metal, hey! And I'm pissing out needles, hey! When I'm lying amazing, all of the time, I am never sure why I need you.
Rad, that is Kid Force live in studio during doing Blur's song 2 on member-supported KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. That sounded great, and if you have the opportunity to continue to do that acoustically, you should totally do it.
Thank you.
There was an interesting intro to that song. It's like you have no idea where the song's going, right? Who came up with that idea?
That was Jesse.
Reaching out to the Latino community.
Very cool, man. Very cool. All right. Before we kind of wrap it up, play the last tune or anything or whatever, is there anything you wanted to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Kid Force quite yet?
What's up? My name's Kid Force, and come kick it at a show sometime. I guarantee you're going to have some fun.
Right? Tonight at the Detroit Bar in Costa Mesa. Yeah, you got to keep us in the loop, man. And
yeah,
if there's
sure.
anything you want to promote or test out on the public, that's why we're here.
Yeah,
so,
appreciate it.
Right on. Independent radio station helping out truly independent artists, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, fair enough. So what did you want to play next?
We're going to do an upcoming single off the next EP. It's called Sleazy.
All right, cool.
Thank you. been around a time or two, but no one loves her like I do. Slept with my friends and their friends too, but I still think she's kinda cute. Yeah, she parties every night, she goes hard every day. She's got so many guys that she forgets my name. I got my head held high on my walk of shame. Her street name is Pom Pom, down for the boom boom. All the guys trying to get her up in the room room. Left a little too soon, sipping on a blue moon. Every time I see her, whiz, damn, ba ba boom. But she's been around a time or two, but no one loves her like I do. Nah, slept with my friends and their friends too, but I still think she's kinda cute. I'm not the only one, I know that there are more. Maybe cause she's still young, or maybe she's a, I wonder if I'm dumb, or maybe I'm just bored. Showing off her new tricks, sending me a nude pics, crossing my name right off of her to-do list. Pretty little rude chick, kinda like a Rubik's. No one can figure it out, but everybody's used it. Got bad habits and she's got some baggage, but that just don't matter to me. And if she likes fast cars and the guys with scars, then that's what I'm going to be. Yeah, she's been around a time or two, but no one loves her like I do. Nah, slept with my friends and their friends too, but I still think she's kinda cute. Whoa.
There you go. I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. Well, got some people in the studio. Kid Force live in our Pearl Street studios, member-supported radio, KX93.5. That was awesome, man. Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself? Like when you go home and write a song, is it on guitar, keyboard, or something like that?
I could play everything. I'm not great, but I'm good enough.
Really? What is your go-to instrument? Or it's just everything, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I probably just played out on like the piano because it's like, probably the easiest one, but then like if I whatever I want, I'll just figure it out and play it.
Cool, man. Well, like I said, we're on board. Thanks to everybody for
Yo,
coming
thank
in.
Thank you, KX93.5. Thank you so much for having us, man.
Right, and then see you at the Detroit bar a little bit later.
Yes, sir.
Another awesome in studio performance
thank
on member supported KX93.5.